talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday, Friday, August 25th, 2023. Last Friday in the month of August. How about that? How time flies. 18 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club. Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft along with me for the ride today. And go ahead. You got a sour look on your face. Go ahead. I know what you're going to say. Here, I took a little break from the studio today. Had some personal business to take care
of. Why am I last?
I was going to say
Were you going to say it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, draw your own conclusion. I guess that's what you want to say. Well, no Abby today. I wanted to say that. Well, you know, God bless her. We hope she shows up at some point because we've got the big debate with Matt. Now, Matt, how do you feel? We were at the Bratwurst Festival last week, so it wasn't going to happen last week. And the week before that is when it really took off, the heat from it. So what do you have to say about the whole thing? I haven't got to ask you directly. What do you have to say to her if she's listening? She might be listening.
I'm excited for the debate. I'd be upset if she is running away from it now.
You think she's running away from it?
I don't know. Maybe.
You think she might be a little cowardly?
Perhaps.
Oh, so are you calling her a coward?
If it increases the likelihood that she has the debate with me, then yeah.
Now, what do you honestly think? Do you think Abby's a coward? That she's scared to take you on one-on-one in this debate?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know much about Abby though, so
I'm not sure.
Miss Coward to you.
Yeah. Mrs. Chase.
Mrs. Chase.
Do you think she's afraid of you?
I don't think so. From what you guys say, she's opinionated. She likes to argue her point.
Right, but I mean there's got to be okay. Are you afraid of her?
No.
Okay. Pastor Craig, what do you think? You've been here for the whole tragedy of this 3 weeks.
I'm about wore out on adrenaline. I'm just waiting for her.
We want to see it happen.
Yeah, bring it on.
Bring it on. Let's see it happen. And what do you think will happen when it does?
I don't know, but I'm telling you, I'm setting up a hot dog stand and popcorn, and I'm going to sit back and enjoy.
It's going to be amazing when it does happen. Sean, what do you think?
It's going to be an interesting debate because she is... She doesn't back down to nothing. But
here's where I differ on that opinion, and I've said this all week. I don't think she will, because she has never met Matt, and I don't think somebody her own kid's age, I think she'll have a hard time going in for the kill, which you have to do in a debate. I mean, Matt just watched the JFK-Nixon debate. He's prepped and ready to go.
Yeah, that's right, he is.
Guaranteed he's not going to sweat.
I got two more to watch.
Do you got Nixon's makeup man? Or do you got Kennedy's makeup man? Yeah, you want Kennedy's. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think Abby's going to take him, bend him over, and give him a spanking.
Right here in the studio, huh? I don't know if we can do that.
And so, Adam, you know, he records everything, you know, when he's talking, so maybe he can record it, and you can put it on your... webpage or whatever.
So are you excited for the debate? I mean, this is the third week we've been talking about it.
Oh, yeah, I think Abby's going to get the best of him.
Really? Why do you think that?
Because she speaks up louder with more conviction, and he's not quite as loud and not quite as much conviction.
Now, Matt?
My character, she does a good job.
They feel you don't have much conviction and that Abby will stomp you because she's got more conviction and she's going to go at it.
By conviction, you just mean, like, loud?
It is these days, you know, it's just not like the days, you know, our day, you know.
I mean, like...
They don't have it in them.
Don't have it in you. You don't have it in you as a kid.
I just don't see the point in being loud, especially during a debate. If you're loud during a debate, it usually means that you're losing the debate.
Yeah, I missed that debate. I forgot it was on.
It was a humdinger. I only saw the highlights of it. It was something.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Well, Matt, the public sentiment seems to be with Abby.
I mean, it's okay, because, like, the majority of them were already on Abby's side.
Why do you think that is? You think it's because she's a woman or because she's older?
I think it's because all the people who agreed with Abby were older people.
You know, it's interesting, though. What I just don't know, and I know you both, I just don't think... I think she'll have her conviction. I don't think she'll come off her opinion. But I think she'd have a hard time going face-to-face with somebody she just met. Now, she'll do it with me because we know each other. But in the beginning, she wouldn't have said anything like that to me.
I totally agree with you on that. I think she would.
But I think you would go at her right off the bat. Because I've seen you meet some people in the studio and you immediately are, you know, a little rocky with them.
It happens, you know.
Yeah. So that's the difference. That's the deal breaker, in my opinion, Pastor.
It's good. Sounds good to me.
So all I can say is it's going to be a good debate.
It shall be if she ever shows up, and that's the big title debate is what we call that. Now, we've got a top 10 list coming up later on in the program, but we've got some important topics to get to. Whether you want like it, dislike it, agree with it, not agree with it, we started off the morning with it this morning, and it is important because yesterday, I guess if you're living on another planet, you might not have heard about it, but if you're living on this planet, you've probably seen it and heard about it. Former President Donald Trump was arraigned in Fulton County, Georgia yesterday, and the big difference this time being the fourth indictment and the fourth arraignment that he's been through is they did take a mugshot, and it was immediately put on the internet last night, released by Fulton County, and he now will go down in history as the first president of 46, first president in 247 years of this country to ever have a mugshot taken, and currently the only president to ever have a mugshot taken. So, just based on that, if we could just divorce ourselves for a moment of Republican and Democrat and do I like Trump and don't I like Trump, and is he guilty? Is he not guilty? The fact that a president now has a mugshot taken, the world has changed. History has changed. What do you think, Pastor?
Well, I could say you, as far as how you feel about it, yeah, it's changed because it's the first time it's ever happened. But you can't really divorce politics out of it because that's the major reason that it happened in the first place.
In some people's opinion.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you think?
I think that it's insane. Like, it's actually... I never thought that in my entire life we would ever see... Like, it was never even a conscious thought because it just never made sense. I never thought we would see a president be charged with anything, let alone, like, indicted.
But do you think it's just... Arraigned, or do you think this should have never happened?
I mean, I think it's pretty just.
Because?
There's evidence against him. Like, voice recordings. Like, things that are just... Like, the evidence you don't want against you in a court case.
Well, as Pastor Craig, though, said, he believes it's political. That this wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for politics.
I mean, I guess it's possible. I mean, if he never ran for president, I guess most people probably wouldn't even know who he is. I didn't know who Donald Trump was before
he
ran for president.
Well, he had a TV show. He had some books.
Yeah, I know. He also had Trump University.
Right, but now see, here's the rub on this, though, when people say it's political or not political. The things that he's being indicted for, he could not have done if he wasn't president. You know, he's indicted in Georgia for trying to falsify an election and trying to do things that you can't do in an election. If he wasn't in politics, he wouldn't have been involved in the election. So I guess of course it's political, but it's political because he was the president of the United States when these alleged crimes were committed. So I guess that's beyond me in a way. So when Matt says this wouldn't have happened if he wasn't president, well, right, because how can you try to change an election if you're not president? Yeah. So, but I'm just saying, if it was any president, anyone, does this make us look foolish across the country, across the world? Because this picture didn't just stay in the United States, it's BBC, it's all over Europe, it's everywhere. Our former president of the United States has a mugshot now. I think that's very interesting. Because in the history books, when we're all gone, I guarantee you, when the chapter comes to the indictment of President Trump or his presidency, that picture will be there. And it will read in his obituary, first president ever given a mugshot. It has changed the world.
Yeah. But we're not the first country to do it.
Not the first country to do it, but in our 250 years, first time it's happened. Why did it take 250 years? Certainly we haven't liked people. Certainly presidents have resigned. Certainly presidents have been impeached. Presidents have been accused of things. Why now?
Because the state of political differences has gotten to the point in this country that it happened. We've always had our political differences, but you know, the founding fathers, even though they had their political differences, they still retained a certain amount of acting in a proper manner. Now all rules are broken. And you see it on both sides. You know, I'm not just saying it's the Democrats or it's the liberals. You see it on both sides. It's like there are no more rules anymore.
What do you think, Sean?
Oh, I just think it's a bunch of malarkey. I think this is making Donald Trump more famous. I mean, if you look at the mugshot, I think it's brilliant.
Well, I think OJ's trial made him more famous, but I'm not sure it's the type of fame you want.
It's infamous, not famous.
Infamous. Yeah, I think it's made Donald Trump infamous. I don't think it's made him famous.
Oh, I disagree with that, but...
Well, do you think more people know O.J. Simpson from murdering his wife, or do you think they know him from football?
But he didn't murder his wife. He got off of that.
Well, in the civil court, he didn't. In a criminal court, he did.
He also wrote a book because he needed money to pay for the court fees, and,
Yeah, this is how I would have done it.
Yeah, it's literally called, like, how I got away with it, and then, like, in commas, it was, like, would've.
There is a level, you know, no publicity's bad publicity, but there is a level where there is a difference between infamous and famous. Yeah. And O.J. Simpson definitely is more known now than he would have been from just playing football, but it's not for the thing you want to be known for.
I don't even think that the majority of people could tell you what position he played.
Oh, I don't even think people know he was a football player now. I think they know he's the punchline to every murder joke.
A lot of it, too, has to do with, for instance, you know, when all of this happened with the OJ trial, you had a whole generation coming up that was the big news, the OJ trial, but they didn't grow up during his heyday in football. It's the same thing with Bill Cosby. You look, there's a whole generation that knows Bill Cosby for what's been in the news the last 10 years. They never grew up with him being a stand-up comedian and him putting out 33 albums that had his comedy routines on it. And I mean, for a generation of people, Bill Cosby was huge before he ever was Dr. Huxtable.
Absolutely. But I think the thing now, Bill Cosby, it will be in the first... You never want something in the first paragraph of your obituary.
Right.
And Bill Cosby will forever be known as a man who... And again, his mugshot will be there as well. That he was allegedly to have raped so many women and spent time in prison for it. O.J. Simpson will be the white Bronco chase, the mugshot, and the man who allegedly murdered his wife. Donald Trump will be the first president ever indicted, and he will be the first president ever to be given a mugshot. The outcome really means nothing to history.
And footnote. Really, when something happens like that that's big in your life, it's going to overshadow the things that you've done earlier in your life.
It will, and it's stark. And I don't see, but the politics of this. See, here's what I worry about going down the road. So, when Biden's out, are we going to try to throw him in jail? I don't know where it ends if it is politics. I guess we'll know, because when Biden's out, if they try to throw him in jail, then we'll say it's politics. If it doesn't happen, and we go another three or four presidents and nothing like this ever happens again, we would have to say this is something exclusive to Donald Trump, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think some of it's just, I mean, I don't know, Pastor. Do you think some of it's this is politician stuff?
Oh, it's 100% political.
Yeah.
You know, like Alan Dershowitz said, any prosecutor can get an indictment on a ham sandwich. You know, so you really have to look. It's not so much that a person's been indicted. You have to look at the strength of the indictment.
But 91 indictments on the federal level twice.
Well, of course, because, you know, and you're going to indict for as many things as you can, even if you know that some of them are going to be weak, maybe they get thrown out. If you've got one strong indictment, you're going to add seven to it. You're going to go with eight indictments or five indictments. That's part of building a case.
I just would think, because there are also many lawyers who are saying this is going to be a slam dunk, unless there's a hung jury. And any jury can be hung.
You mean a slam dunk to put Donald Trump in jail?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, the federal...
The phone call is the big problem. His biggest problem is going to be the phone call, because it's taped, everybody heard it before the indictments, it's there. Now, he... But I don't think, and here's another problem he has. I don't think his lawyers will put Donald Trump on the stand for a bazillion dollars because they will be afraid he will perjure himself immediately. And what does that say about the man that his own lawyers have said, we will not put this man under oath because he will perjure himself, and that's a crime?
I didn't think videotape or audio tape's allowed in courts anymore.
Everybody's heard it.
I thought they always get thrown out.
No, you can put anything according to evidence if they admit it.
Yeah.
And something that everybody's heard, I think it's going to be hard to keep it out of evidence considering it's one of the charges. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Pastor, what does that say about somebody? We can't put this man on under oath because we will be afraid he will perjure himself.
99 times out of 100, defense attorneys don't want their client on the stand, period. To me, that's not unusual. It's no big deal because, like I said, 99% of the time, you're not gonna be allowed to go on the stand if you're defense attorneys. They're not gonna put their client on.
Do you think, in general, President Trump has skewed some facts, maybe more than the typical president?
I can't think of one that hasn't.
Crowd size, as trivial as it was, we all saw the pictures of Inauguration Day. Mm-hmm. We all heard what he said. Mm-hmm. I think people go, well, I don't know any other president that did that.
I think it's...
It's trivial stuff, why? And that's what we can never all understand. Why lie about this stuff?
That's the guy, that's the way he is. He's a showman. And it's not just during his time as president. I mean, he would probably tell you that when he had his TV shows, his TV audience was three times what it really was. I mean, that's just the way the guy has been all of his life. So that's not surprising.
Matt?
I think the federal government doesn't press charges unless there is a strong case. I mean, 99% conviction rate, I'd hope you have a strong case.
If he does go to prison, what does it say? He'll be innocent. You know, it is kind of like O.J. in a way. O.J. was about race. And the people who believe that that trial was all about race, and that Mark Furman was a racist, believe O.J. was innocent. And the people who believe that O.J. was guilty, because he was guilty... He was guilty. In this particular case, it's not race, it's political. I guess when you're a high-profile person, that becomes part of the equation. Now, I'm not saying it's not. I don't know if it is or not. I don't know what people's motivation is. But I guess there... And I don't know that O.J.'s... putting him on trial was about race. But it became about race once he was on trial. What do you think, Sean?
I totally agree with you. To a certain point, but I think some of the stuff that people are after Donald Trump because he's winning he's winning by a big margin.
In the Republican primary, in the general election, he lost to the same guy 4 years ago, and those polls are very, very close. And I really don't know on the whole that he would win certain. He's certainly going to have a problem in Georgia at this point. And a Republican's got to win Georgia.
I have a question, Scott.
Yeah.
Because you actually were the one who brought this up to me one day. Man, no, I don't remember the question. Never mind.
It must have been so brilliant when I said it.
No, it like...
Well, I tell you, I got one more thing to point out about this before we moved on. One thing that is stark to me is that this morning, and we all knew it was going to happen. I mean, this was one of the reasons they did not take a mugshot in a lot of cases, is the Trump campaign is selling it for money this morning on shirts, yeah, on coffee mugs. Now, this to me is very strange, because if you do like the guy, you want a coffee mug with his mugshot on it?
I'm going
to
get one.
This is,
I want one.
To me, a mugshot is not something to be proud of. I don't care why you got it. It's not something to be proud of.
But he's not in the jumpsuit. He's in his regular tie-in.
You know what? I guess everybody who gets processed through Marion... Judge Warner should get his mugshot out and stand in front of someplace and just start autographing it.
Autograph it. That's right.
I just think... To me, that is... And I do have an opinion on that. I just think... I don't care who you are. If OJ's sitting somewhere selling pictures of his mugshot, if Bill Cosby's selling pictures of his mugshot for money, why would you... If you're a fan of the person, why would you want a picture of their mugshot?
Because we all know this is all fake news.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think people who like him think that. I think there's another percentage of the country that don't think that.
I remember the question.
But you know, come on in.
I have to ask. So we were talking about this one time, and if Donald Trump wins the primary candidacy, you said that you don't see a large possibility of him winning because only, I think, one other president who has lost an election before has ever won after running for re-election.
Yes, I said that, and I said that during the last election, too. I said it's not my own personal opinion, but Biden led in a lot of polls, and there were a lot of reasons during that election why Trump was behind in the polls, and that is true. To run again, you don't win.
I mean, think about it. Our president now can't even read a prompter.
Now, see, that. But see, when you say that, see, right now, but you've shown people your color now. So everything you say in positive of Donald Trump, we just know you like the guy and you don't like the other guy.
I'm just letting you know, though.
No, but that's where we are in this country, and that's the problem.
I got your back, Sean.
Can somebody who likes Donald Trump just say, you know what, a mugshot's not a good thing?
Well, I'm sure there are some people who like Donald Trump that say a mugshot's not a good thing. I just happen to, I want to get a coffee cup, and I want an autographed one, and I want to wear a t-shirt. I'm sure there are some people that like Donald Trump that think, that's not really a good thing, but I happen to like it. I think his picture was great. It said it all right there.
It said something. But you know what's funny about it is that years ago, the opposite side would be selling mugshots of the person, because that is embarrassing to have a mugshot.
And then when you see how when you see how much money they got for doing that, you say, we may as well get the money for ourselves.
Well, that's right. It used to be embarrassing. Again, you didn't want that type of publicity. You didn't want a mugshot as a celebrity.
Is 2023.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, I mean, there's no...
You should stop by on your way home and get a mugshot just to make some money.
Well, usually when you have a mugshot...
Buy my mugshot?
Sure, I'll wear it. I'll wear it on my t-shirt.
Okay. To me, a mugshot, I don't know that that's the proudest moment of your life.
Usually, if you have a mugshot, you try to avoid it, to avoid the... But I think that maybe in Donald Trump's situation, it is a little bit different, because it's already so public that he's might as well just lean into it at this point.
There you go.
Right, but what does it say about the people who want that? I'm not talking about him. He can make money any way he wants. It's America. It's a free will society. I'm just saying, if I like somebody, I don't want their mugshot. Their mugshot, to me, is a sign that they're being accused of doing something wrong.
Depends on what they did. I wouldn't want a mugshot of O.J. Simpson. I wouldn't want a mugshot of Bill Cosby.
But we don't know that they did anything wrong. And right now, the Bill Cosby's particular situation, the whole thing was overturned.
Yeah, but...
O.J. Simpson was not guilty.
Yeah, hold on. Consider what they were accused of. It's a whole different category of crimes.
Now, is it?
It is.
Bill Cosby... So he was in prison.
Yep.
And then they overturned it.
Yep, because they shouldn't have tried him again based upon the deal he made beforehand. They opened up something they shouldn't have. They said it was going to remain sealed, and it wasn't.
Oh, so was it double jeopardy kind of thing?
Kinda, in a way. So his whole conviction's overturned and expunged from his record. It's like he was never in prison. Of course, not for him, but that's what happened. And O.J. was not guilty. So, but I don't think it's the highlight of their life.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
There you go. So, I don't know. I guess I guess if he does go to prison, that'll be a happy time, too.
I
don't think it'll be happy for Mr. Trump, but whatever.
I just don't see that happening.
Okay.
Personally.
I don't know. You know, I'm not on these juries. I don't pick these juries. I don't know when they're going to happen.
As far as the state level, there's a chance on the state level. I think there's a better chance on the state level that he makes it out than on the federal level, because I don't think the federal government is going to press charges on anybody lightly.
Two times.
With a 99% conviction rate?
No.
There's more that goes into that 99% conviction rate. It's not that they have a 99% conviction rate because they only bring charges against people that they have a airtight case on. It's the fact that you have a factor in there that they are the federal government, they have an unlimited budget, and many are the people that have been bankrupted trying to defend themselves against federal charges, and a lot of people give in because they're basically the federal government ruins your life.
Well, and the star witness in the second federal indictment is Trump's vice president,
Mike Pence.
So there you go.
Handed him a journal and everything.
It's not a Democrat. It's his own vice president.
Yep.
So there you go. So how does that become political? Do you think Mike Pence is lying under oath when he makes these statements?
Well, I don't think Mike Pence lied about anything. No. I don't think Mike Pence provided any information that is positive to a crime being committed.
Mike Pence is a star witness. Not even a star witness. I'm pretty sure he is the star witness.
And I believe told to stand down, was asked by the president, you're too honest. You don't have to go in there and cast that vote that way. Mm-hmm. That's a crime. You're not trying to persuade somebody to not cast the vote the way they're going. That's what happened in Georgia. But we shall see. I don't think that's going to be good for President Trump. Because what are people going to say? Mike Pence is a Democrat? Out to get him?
No. And Mike Pence, as what people will say, and it was obvious after the debate the other night, that Mike Pence is an old guard Republican. You know, he's from that group of people that Trump was always opposed against, you know, was the establishment, the deep state. Mike Pence is a part of that. That was obvious from the debate. That he's an old guard Republican.
But he was his vice president.
Yeah.
Again, it's one of those situations.
Right.
It's political because it was about politics, which Trump was in.
Right.
He chose Mike Pence to be his vice president because he thought that would help him with evangelicals.
He had to choose somebody, and he had to weigh, you know, who it was going to be and what they brought to the table.
And now, star witness against him.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is, but the point is, again, I'm just trying to think of anybody's mugshot that I would want, and I cannot think of one person, whether I like or dislike them,
I want to get a Donald Trump form for your bedroom.
I'll make sure to put it right there.
Yeah.
And you know what, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump, though. See, that's where people get all whacked into this whole idea that this really has to do with Trump. I'm talking about a mugshot in general. I don't care if it's Bill Clinton, I don't care if it's Mike DeWine. I don't care if it's Ted Strickland.
Hillary? Hillary Clinton mugshot.
You know, like, I think of any politician with a mugshot. If our mayor got into an altercation tonight and was hauled in and given a mugshot, and that's put on the front page of the paper, I think that's embarrassing. I think that's embarrassing to him, whether he's guilty of the crime or not.
But Donald Trump's mugshot doesn't look like he's in prison or jail. It looks like he's just on the street. Somebody took a snapshot.
Well, but it is a mugshot.
Well, there's a lot of mugshots out there.
There are.
On the internet, too.
I don't have any mugshots on the internet. Find me a mugshot.
Yeah, there's one on there. Just search.
Pull it up.
Go to Google.
Yeah, pull up a mugshot of me. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you know, I don't care about Donald Trump at all, but I don't think what's going on with these charges and stuff is to crucify Donald Trump. It's to protect our union. You know, how much you want to bet if he would get elected again, he would start changing the laws, appointing his own police force, and everything, just like Hitler did.
Well, it's an opinion from people.
You know, I'd like to have his mugshot just to put, and I'd like to have it notarized and sealed the date of his conviction and the date that he walked into federal prison, and I'd like to have that on my wall. And it's nothing against Trump. It's against anybody that tries to mess with our union and tries to go around our election laws, avoids or excites riots. At one of his early campaign things before, he got people to assault somebody because that's the way he was talking. Yeah, you know, just hit him. You know, it's not about Donald Trump. It's about an ass.
Well, I appreciate the opinion. Thank you.
Yep.
Now, any response on that?
No.
None at all. And by the way, I do not have a mugshot, never have had a mugshot, and do not have one online. That's a lie.
Well, Sean, why did you say that?
Yeah, that's an awful thing to say about somebody. That's because it is a lie, and I've never committed a crime.
See, now you got to sue him for slander.
Yeah, that was a horrible thing to say. There's no mugshot of me online.
Oh, I got to pick my...
Now, there's several mugshots of you online,
probably.
But we can't go into that.
Is there...
Yeah.
Oh, I was just teasing.
But no, people believe things when you say stuff like that.
Well, then that's their fault.
Okay. I get, the world's made of cheese.
I just want to say that, for the record, despite what Sean said, Scott Spears has never had a mugshot taken.
Never.
If you find it on the internet, it's a different Scott Spears.
There you go.
Yes, and I've never done anything, which again, that's what I'm saying. I don't think anybody wants to be accused of that. Because if you are a normal person in life, you're going to have trouble getting a job. You're going to have trouble passing a background check. You're going to have big trouble. Now, lucky he doesn't have that
trouble. If you had a mugshot, you would not be a teacher. Hello?
Yeah, but people aren't here checking my background. When somebody said, you can say anything, and people will believe it.
See, that's what's wrong with the society. People are too sensitive and
I don't know about sensitive. I think people should not put out information they know is false.
Well, all they have to do is just search your name if they see a mugshot or not.
Yeah, but why put out false information?
It was a joke.
Well, when we're talking about mugshots, I don't know that there was a lot of comedy in it.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know. That's all I think.
Okay, well, if you have you're listening, I was just joking around. Don't be... Whatever.
Now, moving on to the next subject.
If you Google your name does come up.
Well, my name comes up, but there's no mugshot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though.
But you said differently.
Oh, whatever. Just move on.
Okay.
Top 10 list.
Yeah, let's do a top 10 list. That'll be kind of fun.
Jeez.
As fun as that goes. All right, let's have a top 10 list. Here we go. Ah, the drum roll's still there. And this will be an easy top 10 list. Now, do you remember Lionsgate Day, which we talked about a few weeks ago?
I remember.
Now, do you remember what Lionsgate Day was about, Pastor?
It was something about you were supposed to connect with some inner cosmic force and vision, imagine, meditate all day on what goal you want to happen good in your life, and voila, it's going to come true.
Complicated. It was complicated, basically. Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much what the answer was given. So, from the home office in Columbus, Ohio, top 10 things that were wished for on Lionsgate Day, August 8th, 2023. Number 10, to lose weight. That's always a big thing. You know, a lot of people envision that over the next year. Number 9, to discover Bigfoot. Wouldn't that be interesting? We had a guy on here one time who said he found Bigfoot. Number 8, this is mine, to find Lighty Boy's dog collar.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Number 7, the lockdown on, to look down on Marion and the WWGH chopper. There you go. Number 6, to get a better job. Now, that's something I think a lot of people would be looking for. Oh, number 5, not for me, to get married. Oh, Lord. Number 4, to get divorced. Now, there you go. A lot of people looking forward to that coming up in the next year. A lot of people probably will. Number 3, to find out how Scott Spears is able to interview President Harding.
Yeah.
Matt, you were here for it.
I was.
It happened.
It sure did.
It certainly did. Number 2, top 10 things that were wished for on Lionsgate Day, August the 8th, 2023, to win the $1.5 billion in the Mega Millions lottery. A lot of people would have liked to have had that, and what would have happened in the next year. And the number 1 thing that was wished for on Lionsgate Day, August the 8th, 2023, to win the 2023 fruitcake toss.
Yeah.
A lot of people were doing that. Good list, Bob. We thank you so much for that. You like the list today,
Matt? I did, yeah.
Like the list, Pastor?
That was good.
Like the list, Sean?
No.
Okay. There we go. So we'll move on to the next subject today, and that is the pay raises. I'm sure Bob will appreciate that. We'll move on to and we'll have a top 10 list tonight, by the way, which has to do with the fruitcake toss. But you'll have to listen tonight.
Starting September 1st with my training.
You know, this year I'm expecting a big, big turnout for the fruitcake toss. Last year we had the police chief in it. We had former mayors in it. We had a judge in it. It was a fun time, the fruitcake toss last year. All right, well, we got to get to this subject because it was the big talk on the station all this week. Mayor Schertzer was on. It was in the newspapers. Yesterday, city council person. I know, the battery went dead. City council person, time is lost here in this studio. It just goes on forever. City Councilman Jason Schauber was on yesterday, and basically, here's the story in a nutshell, is that city council wanted to raise the salary on mayor, auditor, and law director. Now, the mayor has become the big salary raise here. It would be from $69,000 to $110,000, a near $40,000 price increase for the mayor. Now, this was supposed to happen. Now, we learned yesterday that City Councilman Jason Schauber proposed this idea in the Finance Committee. I don't think he proposed the amounts, but I think he proposed the raises, and the reason given was to get better candidates for 2028, because he feels the city has not been attracting good candidates. Well, they did pass this, that these would be the amounts that they would raise them, and that it would happen in 2028, but before they finalized it in the final three votes that they have to take, the people on council decided to move it up to 2024, which is 4 months from now. And when we asked Jason Schauber why they did this, Jason Schauber, the longest serving Republican, by the way, big R Republican on city council, he said, in his opinion, again, it's politics. They're giving their friend, Bill Collins, because it looks like he's going to win, an extra $40,000 a year. And that's not what I'm saying. That's what Jason Schauber said. Listen to it in the interview. And the mayor, by the way, when asked if he would veto this, says if it passes, he certainly would give it strong thought. Pastor, what do you think?
I have to agree with Jason because, you know, when I heard about it, I had trouble, even the original proposal to raise the salaries in 2028, the reason given being that it would attract quality candidates. And I had a little bit of a problem with that, is because I didn't think that was a good reason. I didn't think that would work out. I thought maybe that wasn't the real reason. But when they changed it to the pay raise taking effect on 2024, when they already know who the candidates are, so it can it can't have any effect on attracting any certain type of candidate, but they know who the candidates are, I have to agree 100%. I mean, it smells bad, it smells political, and I think I would agree. Yeah, they just want to give their buddy a raise.
What do you think, Sean?
I just think every year they do a budget, or every 4 years or whatever it was.
Well, this isn't a budget. This is a raise.
Yeah, but they did it not too long ago. Jack Kellogg started out with
$29,000, but that was 1992. That's quite a while ago. And that's the interesting thing about this, is from Jack Kellogg's election in 1992, which would be nearly, 30 years ago now, it went from $29,000 to $69,000, $40,000 in 30 years. They want to give $40,000 in 4 months.
And you know, they already had raised it
to 75.
Yeah, it was the incoming person was going to get a
bump,
a $6,000 raise increase
that had already been approved years ago.
Made sense. And so why would you want to throw another 30 some thousand on top of that immediately? I mean, there's no logical explanation other than it's bad.
Well, the logical explanation was to attract better candidates, but we know who the candidates are.
Right, so that doesn't fly. Doesn't pass the smell test.
And by the way, the other problem here is the raise that would go to the auditor who they just took a vote of no confidence in, which was split down the middle, 4-4, which the city council president had to break. Now, he did vote with confidence in her, so she does have confidence, but she's running unopposed in the fall, so she's going to get the price rate. I think it's about $15,000 she'll get extra a year for just getting a no confidence vote in her.
How does a vote of no confidence work? Like, what does it do?
When you feel somebody's not doing their job, short from voting to take them out of that position, you vote no confidence, and basically that could lead to penalties in her position. And it doesn't look good in the paper, doesn't look good for elections. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think what they should have did on that race, especially for the mayor, was he gets a little bit in the first year, a little bit in the second year, third year, and then the fourth year to get the 40,000.
Well,
instead of just giving the 40,000 all one jump.
Well, is this about...
I'm not opposed to them getting a raise, and, you know, especially the mayor. I mean, we got to track better candidates, and we got to keep up with other cities of our size.
But do you want a candidate who's doing it for the money?
Well...
Because that's what it's saying. And also, as I believe the mayor said, he believes this is a slap in the face to everybody who is a candidate, who now... That you are not up to snuff, because obviously you didn't do it for the money, so we need to get the candidates in here who will do it for the money.
Well, everybody does what they do for the money.
Oh, I hope not.
You know, I don't think it's all about the money, but, you know...
It was called public service at one point. Apparently not anymore. Apparently it's called money grab.
A police officer is public servant, too, but we don't expect them to do it for nothing, do we?
I don't think $60,000, $69,000 in Marion, Ohio is nothing.
Well, $69,000 should be the pay for a police officer, not the mayor.
But I don't... People believe the mayor of Marion should make nearly $500,000 in a four-year term?
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Okay, well...
if other cities our size, you know, is doing something different and more way above the curve, but, you know, $69,000 is for the quality of a person, that's not a lot of money.
But is that what people do? Does somebody look at that position and go, well, I'm not going to run for that position because it doesn't pay enough? Well, now it pays $110,000, I'll run for it.
Well, a lot of people do it because they want to do something good for the community, too. But, you know, I would rather have our mayor, Bill, be a mayor instead of, you know, trying to be a mayor and having a couple other part-time jobs to get by.
I don't think you need a part-time job on
$70,000. Well, $70,000 is not a lot of money these days, Scott.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
The average wage in the United States, like the average yearly wage in the United States, is just over $42,000.
I believe the average wage in Marion is somewhere around $30,000.
Ooh.
So that, you know, I think you got to look at the average wage in the county before you look at what you're paying the top city official. I don't think it's about size. I think it's about income.
Well, that's true, too. You know, a lot of places like New York City, you know, people make a lot more money by the hour, too. Things are a lot, you know, a lot more expensive.
Well, we'll see what happens on this. Thank you. Well, I guess the big question, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I guess the big question in the end is, if this is just a pat on the back to Bill Collins, does it make you feel any different to Bill Collins running for mayor? I mean, in the beginning, maybe not a big deal, but should he speak up here? And say, listen, I want the mayor to veto this. If this is the reason this is being done, and I can't find any earthly reason why this is being done, I won't take it.
It would be interesting to hear from him, just to hear his thoughts, see what he says.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We shall see what happens. What do you think, Matt? Should Bill Collins get involved in this? He's been fingered in this event.
I mean, I think so. I think it would do good for him to tell them that they shouldn't do it. I know he doesn't, like, actually have a say, but, like, I think it would be good for him to come out in an opposition of it.
He would if he became mayor. He could say, I'm not going to accept it, and it could be either put back in the budget, or he could take it and donate it to a charity, something like that.
I just, at least me personally, I don't think that the mayor of Marion needs $100,000 a year.
What do you think, Sean?
Well, I just don't think it's fair to Scott Searcher all these years that he's been in the office. And then all of a sudden now they want to raise the budget.
Well, but the theory is, why are they raising the budget? Are they raising it because they really want the mayor to make that much? Or are they raising it for their buddy, Bill Collins, which is what Schauber said?
We don't know.
I mean, if I mean, in my opinion, if Scott Shriver came out and said that, I mean, he's the one who brought it to the table. That's a little fishy to me.
And he stopped short of saying he regretted it, but wish he'd done it at a different time, like after the election. So I don't know. The whole thing, and he's going to go back now and try to push the vote now too after the election. And he now says he will not vote for it. He will not vote for something that he proposed. That's how much he's turned against it. And the mayor now has said he might use his veto pen, which he has not used a whole lot in his 16 years. Should the mayor veto this? Because the mayor rub is going to be sour grapes. Just like, well, you wanted the money, that's why you're not willing to give it to the next person. But is this not sour grapes? Is this just wrong?
I think it's, like, $69,000 is, like, so you said the average wage in Marion you think is somewhere around $30,000.
It might be lower than that.
And that's already $12,000 lower than the U.S. average. And then the mayor, who makes $69,000, so $39,000 more than the average person in Marion already, does not need another pay raise.
Of that size.
And interestingly enough, Jason Schaber, the Republican, said he would support a mayoral veto of this. What do you think, Pastor?
I like his stand. I mean, I agree with him. The whole thing just smells bad.
Should the mayor veto it if they can't postpone the vote? And they do have the mayor says he believes they have the votes.
I believe the mayor should veto it, yes. And honestly, I believe that Mayor Schertzer, regardless of what people think, would be vetoing it for the right reason. It wouldn't be any sour grapes or anything like that on his part. You know, I think highly enough of Mr. Schertzer that I know it would be a matter of principle, not personal feelings.
What do you think, Sean?
Well, my biggest concern is after he vetoes it, what about when they get back in the office, they're going to bring it back on the table again?
They could, but then it's going to look very stinky. You know, if you bring it up when the new person's in mayor and you vote to give them a raise, first of all, I don't know if you could vote to give them a raise immediately. I think you'd have to vote on the next calendar year, so that would make him wait at least a year. He would at least put it off a year. They're going to get to $75,000 regardless because that's a done deal. So, I don't know. I just think in the end, it's an awful... I've never seen anything in 21 years of covering Marion politics. I've seen some controversies, and I've seen some things go on between the two parties, but I've never seen anything quite like that, where less than 3 months before an election, you move up a pay raise. And by the way, Glenn Coble could win this thing. You move up a pay raise where neither guy coming in has any experience in the job.
Right.
And you're also, by the way, first time a mayor's coming in with no bond rating. We've got a chance of all of our grants not possibly being renewed, trouble getting loans, and apparently this is going to go on for years, this bond rating issue. Our books are still not up to date with the auditor because of the last auditor situation, and we're going to give all these people raises?
Is the current auditor any good?
Though they voted no confidence in her, the mayor seems to like her. Jason Schaber seems to like her. Jason Schaber felt that vote was political yesterday, from my opinion.
You know, being an outsider, I don't know the daily goings on in that office and the things surrounding it and all that. But I really do think that it doesn't matter who the person was that was going to take over from the last auditor. They had a monumental task, and I really don't believe that many of the problems that they had in that office were going to get fixed in 3 months or 6 months or even a year. And I think she's probably doing the best possible that she can with the tools that she has in the time frame that she has.
Well, it's very interesting that she went from a Republican to an independent. That's also very interesting to me. I'm sure there had to be a reason for that. I doubt we'll ever hear exactly what it was, but she was only put in that position by the Republican. She was appointed because she was a Republican, and that office had been won by a Republican. She's running now as an independent. Why is that? You know, and what is going on locally where this has even become an issue? Why does Republican-Democrat mean anything on the local level? What is this tribalism going on locally? It's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange. But you know what? We'll see what happens, because this is all going to ramp itself out between the next election. The final question, we can't even really get into the subject here, but the final question I have, because of abortion being on the ballot in November and recreational marijuana being on the ballot in November, if we have higher voter turnout, is that going to favor the Democrats on the local level, who haven't been doing very well in Marion, and this normally would be a low voter turnout year? Will it be high voter turnout because of those two state issues, and might that favor the Democrats?
I could see that possibly happening, yeah.
Well, Jason Schauber said yesterday he felt that they might be shooting themselves in the foot, the city council, by trying to give this raise to Bill Collins, and Glenn could slip in there because of these two issues causing a high voter turnout.
So we need to talk to Glenn about what jobs we want in the city if he gets elected.
Glenn is on the record, by the way, of saying that he would only take half the pay.
There you go. Half the old pay or the new pay?
Half the current pay.
Okay.
$35,000. What do you think, Matt? High voter turnout going to favor the Democrats in November?
It seems that way, with the Republicans wanting to give the raises and everything.
And that also might not go well with them. What do you think, Sean?
That's going to be very interesting when all said and done.
It could breathe some life maybe into the Democratic Party, because they certainly haven't shown signs of life lately.
Republicans make a mistake by doing issue one?
There's been a lot of mistakes made. Yeah.
Was that a big one?
Yeah.
You think that was a mistake, Matt?
Yeah, I think it was an even bigger mistake to come out and say that it was about abortion.
Secretary of State John Husted might not be the favorite person in the Republican Party in the state right now. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, I think it's a big mistake.
And we'll see what happens.
Well, Husted's probably a little bit more popular than DeWine, though.
Well, that is true.
You can't sink that low.
Well, there you go. And that's the way it goes. And we'll be back next week with more topics. Don't forget to tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. Sean, Matt, and Carrington. It'll be interesting to see tonight what pops up. And we've got another top 10 list, so don't miss that. All right, for this week, we're heading for the dugout.
Is to talk about it. Not just once for an hour when you think the time is right, but in 60 one-minute conversations and more that are part of your everyday talks. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underage